In terms of what we can do going forward, I think it's more so galvanizing people around our message and some of the solutions that we put in place. I think it's very easy to point at issues and not so easy to come up with solutions. So what I'm really proud of is that the reports not only point at the issue, but point at some of the solutions we see being able to affect this situation from a statement of intent from the governing bodies and the football family in the UK, trying to set a target of at least 20% of coaches in professional football by 2020, from profiling BME candidates for jobs, from external reporting to us really looking at how the Football Association and other organizations can help with the qualifications for BME managerial candidates and addressing the wider underrepresentation of ethnic minorities. The fact that there's less than 1% BME in any senior governance and senior administrative position is quite a sad statistic, really. And in terms of tackling the closed networks and offering support mechanisms, I think these are things that are achievable. They're not pie in the sky sort of recommendations, but I think they're things that are actually achievable and that we've seen in our report this back in 2016 that things haven't really moved as quickly as we would like.